So what's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Sorry. By the way, they're not going to hear this. I have to like just transcribe it, so you're not going to hear it.
No, I understand. Okay. So you have it on record.
Yeah. Yep. It works. Alright, sorry, say it again. Sorry.
Jennifer Clifford Garrity.
And how old are you?
I'm 51.
And what job are you trying to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about a job I had in a restaurant doing various things.
Yes, okay. Alright. So, where was the job at?
The job was in Dublin, Ireland, in 1989 into 1990.
And why were you over there?
Because after I graduated from college, I wanted to do a work-study program that they had that started in September and went through January or so.
Okay. What was the type of work you wanted to do?
So, I didn't really care what I did, because the whole point was just to be over there and living sort of like in the society and like not being a tourist, and I didn't really care too much. But most of the places I applied were food-oriented, like cafes or cafeterias or restaurants.
Was that because like there it's easy to get, like right away?
Yeah, no, definitely easier to get. And you know, the idea wasn't to make a lot of money, it was just to experience life there firsthand.
Do you think that it was like it met up to your expectations for being able to like immerse yourself in the community?
Definitely. It was one of those things that one thing built on another. So as soon as I got there, I had to get a place to live, and I stayed at a hostel, and that's where I found some roommates, and the roommates and I found a place, and then four of us were living in a house, and then I got to know, you know, their friends and some of their family. But then also, I would commute to the job every day, and there were Trinity College students coming and going all the time, and I met some of them, and then of course my co-workers, and I would do some traveling on the weekends and meet various people that way. And you know, I didn't really stand out, I don't think, in a crowd as someone different, so it was easy to kind of assimilate.
So about the actual job itself, what kind of like take me through like an average day of the job?
Okay, so an average day would be, it would already have been opened up by the owner, but sometime in the morning, like late morning, you'd come in and you'd have to do some prep work. So that would be in the kitchen. You would be like making tuna salad or chopping stuff up, or just making sure we had enough of everything. Every day they would deliver, the bread man would come and deliver bread. And he's a nice guy, we became friends. And that's how I met your dad eventually.
But you met my dad through the bread man?
Through the bread man, yep.
Who was the bread man?
His name was Ronan.
Oh, Ronan, okay.
Yeah, Ronan Gantley.
So, like, how was that connection, like?
So, Ronan Gantley came to visit me after I came back to America and brought your dad with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, because I remembered Ronan, I remember that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was, that's pretty cool, that connection.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, that was his job title, he was a bread man.
The bread man.
He delivered bread every morning.
Delivered bread, nice.
So that was kind of cool, that was different. So after that, you would expect like a lunch rush to start coming. So you would be, a lot of times I was not preparing food in the kitchen, but sometimes I did. Mostly I was at the cashier or I was waiting tables. I liked doing the cashier. I got really fast at it. I would also get drinks ready for people when they were when they were ordering, and it was like one of those situations where it was meant to be sort of like fast food kind of, but it was still homemade, if you will.
Yeah.
It was popular with the students because it wasn't very expensive and got the job done.
Yeah.
And then at night, you know, of course you'd have to clean up, lock up, all that stuff.
Did you ever have any, like, how are the customers overall, do you think?
Overall, they were very nice and personable. You would have some people complaining, like, if it got super busy and it took a long time for them to get their food, they would get annoyed. But
yeah,
the thing is, waiting tables, you know, you don't get tips. So you just kind of go do the job, get the order, get it in, give it to them, and that's it. There's no schmoozing or sort of coming and checking and seeing how their food is, because that's considered cheesy over there. You know, you just eat your food and get on with your life. So we never got tips, except from Americans.
Did you ever feel did you feel like the monetary compensation for the... Did you feel like you were getting paid like you were getting tips? Or did you feel like you were getting shortchanged?
No, I would say it felt like I was getting paid like a minimum wage. So that would be different from here, where you get a much smaller hourly rate and then you get, on top of that, the expected tips.
Yeah.
There it was just pretty much like the basic hourly wage.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. How did you feel about the management? Were they, like, respectful towards you, or were they...
Yeah, it was a very casual kind of setup. You know, there was, of course, a schedule and whatnot, but the woman who owned the restaurant wasn't the direct owner. She was sort of, like, more of the manager. And, you know, she wasn't very strict. She would bring a lot of her, like, personal problems and talk about them at work, and, you know, so it wasn't, like, a situation where you didn't feel you could, you know, I don't know, complain or bring something up if something was wrong, or, yeah, in some ways she was kind of immature, so...
How about your other, like, coworkers at the same level? Were they friendly, or...?
They were neat. One woman was from Finland, and she and I were good buddies, and we're still in touch today with Facebook.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Her name was Sana, and she ended up becoming a professor at the University of Helsinki. Super smart. She married an Irish guy who... lives sort of near where your dad lived, and I spent Christmas with his family and Sana. So in a way, she was like my way into like having a holiday with a family. Then there was a dishwasher who was from Dublin, and he was a boxer, and he was like super funny and younger, like in his late teens, and very kind of rough around the edges.
Yeah.
A really nice guy, and we're still in touch too. And then those were like the main crew, and then people with a lot of turnover.
Yeah.
As you would expect. But the three of us were sort of like the core. Sana was really good in the kitchen, and yeah, so Mark was the dishwasher, but he also did a lot of busing and stuff like that. Took out the garbage, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, so, and usually there was a manager on, and at one point I became a manager. But
how was that, being a manager?
It was kind of tough because it was during the holiday season that I started to do it, and that's when everybody was out and shopping. And this is right in the middle of Dublin, right near the shopping areas, and lines out the door, and I found that difficult to manage. Like, I didn't just, like, close the doors and say, we can't take any more people. Just let people come in. And yeah, I didn't like that too much.
Yeah.
A little overwhelming.
Besides that, what would be your least favorite aspect of the job?
I think there were definitely personalities that came and went that I wasn't crazy about. Co-workers. My boss was, again, sort of immature and kind of... That could be annoying a little bit at times. It was worth it sometimes, like, when it was slow, it was hard to find ways to pass the time. But the ways we did pass the time were, like, everybody was always singing all the time. So we would play a lot of the same tapes over and over again and sing to them. That was fun. And, I guess that would be it. Just,
yeah,
like, the more difficult personalities to deal with.
What type of songs would you listen to? Do you remember any of them?
Oh, yeah. There was, there's a band called Fairground Attraction. And then, oh, another one that was really weird. Oh, gosh, what is it? I felt a bit, an old 50s country singer they loved. They loved Neil Diamond, Billy Joel.
Nice.
And also Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah.
Nice.
So it was kind of a mellow music group. Oh, and Christy Moore. Like Irish folk singer guy.
Yeah.
That was fun.
What do you think you were the best at your job? What do you think you were the most equipped to handle?
Surprisingly, I felt like I did the best when I was in one station, like, for example, at the cash register, and handling that and pouring drinks, and that was it. Like, I think I became fast at it, I was focused at it, I, you know, helped move things along quickly. I think that I was personable enough to, you know, do that kind of a job. I just got very flustered in the kitchen. Like, I didn't know what I should do first, or if I was doing things right, and it just wasn't quite a good fit. But outside, at the register, was a good fit for me.
Do you think that most people who you saw working there and work with are off to different jobs now?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I would think most, if not all.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely are, because the place closed down eventually. But, you know, whether they stayed in the same industry, I doubt it.
Yeah.
No.
Did you ever have any, a consistent amount of snobs come in, or were the population generally pretty decent?
So, funny you should mention that. There was sort of the notion that, the kids who went to Trinity College would just automatically be rich and snobby and elitist. And that was true sometimes, but not nearly as much as I think, the sort of stereotype was, because over there, people don't just, the fraction of people who go to college there is so much smaller that it does look like a very elite and only for the wealthy kind of thing to do. Whereas here, there's colleges for everyone, you know, and a lot of people end up going junior college or regular college. So, but I didn't find it to be 100% true. I thought it was just occasionally. But it was mostly students, so it wasn't like a couple. Sometimes there were business people come in for lunch. But everyone was mostly nice, you know, and appreciative.
Based off of what you said with, like, college being a little more limited over there, what do you think, what were some of the professions that were sought after or popular at the time when in Ireland when you were there?
Okay. Well, at the time, the country was very young. And when I say that, what I mean is the population of, like, under 20 was significant. Then when you went up into from like 20 to 40, there was a big brain drain because immigration was just huge back then. And then there would be the sort of elderly population. So it was kind of an odd distribution of people, you know. What was your question again?
It's okay. No, it was, that's interesting to know, but it was more like, what were some of the popular jobs for young people in Ireland?
Okay, so service type jobs were pretty much what were available on, you know, kind of like here. Industries that were starting to take off were computer related things, and still big now. And then, well, I'm just thinking of Dublin in particular, but you know, there was banking, there was, you know, certainly all the professions that you would have over here, but I think for the most part, the opportunities were limited to service jobs, service industry.
Do you feel that, at least doing some of these types of service jobs when you're young is important for building, like, character and other positive attributes?
I definitely do. I think that in some ways, working in service jobs is more tiring, more difficult, more tedious, and on the other hand, it's a great way to get to know people you normally wouldn't have probably gotten to know. Because, you know, people end up on sort of tracks, and it's good to kind of cross tracks sometimes and get to know people of all walks of life and such. But definitely builds character. You know, you're learning the value of a dollar and all those cliche things. And the value of an education, you know, because it gives you many more options.
Do you think, because you've worked, you know, several different service jobs, that whenever you go to, like, a place where you'd, like a restaurant or somewhere else where the service jobs would be prevalent, do you find that you, treat others with respect more when they're working service jobs than maybe someone else who hasn't worked a service job in their life?
I think that's probably very true. I don't know a lot of people who've never worked a service job in their life.
Yeah.
Because everyone was a teenager once and had to have their first job. But I do think that along the way, especially the further removed you get from that world, you can definitely become less considerate and more impatient and more entitled. But I do everything I can to not be that way. I definitely, and every time I go to Dunkin' Donuts, I think of how hard it was working there, you know, and having to crank out so much stuff accurately and correctly and, you know, with a smile.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
So do you think that some people take for granted how hard or how complex some of these service type jobs can be? How demanding?
Oh, for sure. They do. And maybe there are some people out there who were never exposed to a service job in their life. They just went straight from school to college to professional life, and that's great. But I think it's really, really important for people to kind of go through it, to really know what it's like to have to live, you know, working every, for every dime and paycheck to paycheck and, you know, not having any sort of frills, you know, like you're trying to just live on a wage that isn't going to go up anytime soon, and there may not be a lot of opportunity for advancement, and just to know what that feels like, super important.
Yeah, I know personally it's given me a lot of motivation working those jobs too.
Yeah.
A lot of insights of that.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for doing this interview. I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.